Welcome to the Busy Gamer Podcast for the week of December 13th, 2009, providing a weekly summary of news and views from BusyGamerNews.com. We're a gaming site for people too busy for gaming sites.
This week's releases. For Xbox 360, Konami's Xbox Live Arcade games are going retail. Konami Classics Volume 1 contains Castlevania Symphony of the Night, Frogger, and Super Contra. Volume 2 has Contra, Russian Attack, and Track and Field. Each volume is $20.
On PC, there's Vampire Saga, Pandora's Box, Artist Colony, The Search for Amelia Earhart, and some National Geographic puzzle games.
iPhone gamers can play Pac-Man Championship Edition, Where's Waldo, and the forthcoming Paperboy.
For Wii, there's Garfield Gets Real. No, really.
As always, these releases could slip. Though this week, no one would probably notice if they do. This is the latest information we have. A more thorough summary will be posted Monday morning.
Last week's releases.
Avatar, the game based on the James Cameron movie, for all gaming platforms.
The Legend of Zelda Spirit Tracks for Nintendo DS.
The Saboteur for PC, PS3, and Xbox 360.
Silent Hill Shattered Memories for Wii.
The full retail version of Bookworm for the DS.
And for the iPhone, there's Ace Combat 11, Skies of Incursion, Amateur Surgeon Christmas Edition, Beat It, Cobra Command, Dragon's Lair, Sword of Fargol, and Super Monkey Ball 2. Plus, big updates to Eliminate Pro, which adds a new map, and Modern Combat Sandstorm, which adds online multiplayer.
For a more complete listing of recent releases, please check out our December 7th roundup on the site.
Giveaways.
Each week, we launch a giveaway we call Free Stuff Friday, though normally you have nearly a week to enter.
This week's giveaway is an embarrassment of riches from PopCap Games. We won a PopCap pack at the Child's Play charity silent auction, and the truth is we have most of these games already. So we have box copies of Bookworm Adventures, Peggle, Plants vs. Zombies, and Zoomer's Revenge for PC. Plants vs. Zombies is also for Mac. Or there's PopCap Arcade Volume 2 for Xbox 360, which includes DRM-free versions of the Xbox Live Arcade games Feeding Frenzy 2, Heavy Weapon, and Peggle. So you can play them on any 360 as long as you have the disc in the drive. Okay, so maybe that is a form of DRM, but at least you're not locked to a single console like you are with the downloaded arcade games.
We're also now swimming in plush chuzzles, so any winner is going to receive some of these and possibly some other surprises.
Pick which game you're playing for and then enter at Busy Gamer News by 5 p.m. Pacific on Thursday, December 17th.
Last week's winner.
Roof Raker won Night at the Museum Battle of the Smithsonian for Xbox 360.
We have some more instant wins queued up, but we've been too busy working to post them. As things calm down closer to the holidays, we expect they'll start up again. Keep an eye out on Game Watcher's Twitter for a warning shortly before a new one is posted.
As we just mentioned, we attended the 6th annual Child's Play charity auction last week. We've attended every year since the beginning, where we won our one and only live auction item, a Nintendo DS back when the DS was brand new and very scarce. This year, we went mainly to enjoy the geek dress-up and watch the high rollers bid, but the majority of them stayed home or kept to a budget, as did we, and we still managed to win some things. Apart from the two bags packed with PopCap swag and games, we won the Ubisoft pack, which included a second copy of Assassin's Creed 2, so Girl Got Game and I can play at the same time now, plus some other games we probably wouldn't have picked up on their own. We also received a Hawks controller and game for PC, which we will never play, so I expect you'll see it as next week's Free Stuff Friday giveaway. We were glad to help this charity and will augment what we spent on bids by selecting gifts for our two favorite children's hospitals at childsplaycharity.org. We suggest you do the same. Even if it's just a couple of board books, dolls, or a DS game, it can really make a difference to some poor kid who's getting chemo for Christmas. You can read our more detailed report, including what auction items went for and the evening's total take, in the December 8th write-up on our site. We also have pictures, a few thumbnails on the site that link to a bigger gallery on our Facebook fan page, which includes the much-coveted Mario quilt, the 8-bit artwork we didn't win, and a picture of us dressed to the nines.
Spoiler warning, we're gonna pick, 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 pick it apart. Open it up to find the tick, tick, tick of a heart.
I have spent an inordinate amount of time playing Zynga games in the past month, and for those of you who cringe every time you see the announcements pop up in my Facebook feed, I apologize. You are not alone. Unfortunately for you, neither am I, because based on a highly unscientific survey of my Facebook friends, there are a hell of a lot of people out there playing these games. The most popular, according to Zynga, is Farmville, which we've mentioned several times in recent podcasts. I've also recently got sucked into Cafe World, and I've been dabbling with Fishville and Roller Coaster Kingdom. I ran screaming from Yeovil after some stranger tried to pick up my avatar. It just freaked me out. And I just don't get Mafia Wars. For the most part, these games are about management. You harvest crops, feed fish, entertain amusement park visitors, and keep your restaurant well-stocked. What sets these apart from simulation games is the community aspect. Every game allows you to send gifts to your little Facebook friends playing the game, and most let you visit and leave messages for each other. This may sound kind of, well, stupid, but you have to admit, waking up to a plethora of gifts from your buddies is a nice way to start the day, even if they're just doing it so you'll send them some crap, too. That said, not everyone digs these games, and with good reason. Zynga's aggressive promotion campaign, that is to say you, the player, has a high annoyance factor. It is possible to play these games without alienating your friends, however. Here are some tips to help you navigate the social landmines. First, don't use the game's recruiting tools, no matter how nicely the game asks. Your Facebook friends know Mafia Wars, Farmville, and Yeovil exist. Seriously, they do. If they want to play, they'll let you know. In fact, the game itself will let you know which friends are playing, or at least who loaded the app one time or another. When you go to send gifts, choose your game friends. All of your friends who are playing will appear in a special list. Just appearing in the list doesn't mean they are active. So pay attention to the telltale signs. If you see them sharing pot roast and flowers or sending you a gift from one of the games, they're probably active players. If the fish are floating at the top of their tank and the roller coaster is on fire, it might be time to back off. Which brings me to the single most important thing I can teach you today. You know that little alerts box in the bottom right-hand corner of Facebook? Pay attention to it. Because occasionally, you're going to accidentally invite friends to install the game. No matter how hard you try or how much attention you pay to the game, it's going to happen. Don't panic. Just click on the box as soon as it appears and undo your invite. And finally, don't go nuts with the announcements. We don't need to know every time you fertilized 5 friends' farms or that you just level-whacked your 15th boss in 20 minutes. Unless you have money or stuff to share, in which case, go crazy. Especially if we're neighbors.
You can find reviews of Zynga's most popular Facebook games, including Farmville, Mafia Wars, Cafe World, and more, plus gamer tips at busygamernews.com.
Comment of the week.
Chom commented via Facebook on Girl Got Games' Zynga story. I played almost all of the Zynga games and find them interesting at first, but have gotten bored quickly with them as well. I just started Cafe World. We'll see how long that lasts. My daughter is busy with Fishville, but I mostly don't pay attention with that. As an aside, I sure do enjoy the Busy Gamer site and podcast. Only gaming site I regularly pay attention to. Smiley.
And no, we didn't pay him to say that. You are likely to be eaten by a group. If this predicament seemed particularly cruel, consider whose fault it could be. Now the torture a match in your inventory. What we're playing. So I'm still playing Assassin's Creed, and Game Watcher had a moment of panic earlier when he happened to be in the next room and thought I'd finished the game. And no, you can be assured there's still plenty of people left for me to kill. And I also loaded Zuma's Revenge on the PC, which my lovely son provided for me as a birthday gift. And I'm finding that I love it. I'm already addicted, and it's definitely going to be interfering with my work in the near future, I suspect. And I will also be reviewing that later next week.
I haven't had much time for games lately, but I've been following the iPhone App Vent calendar and downloading lots of free games. The games are free for 24 hours, so you have to snag them fast. Most have been good and some have been really great. I especially love Green Fingers, which is a Tetris knockoff, but instead of moving the falling objects, you move the pots they fall into. And the Adult Swim folks have put out a free holiday edition of their Amateur Surgeon game, where you remove candy canes and other Christmas detritus that elves and Santa were impaled with during a freak sleigh accident. It's reminiscent of Trauma Center on the DS, and it's just as hard.
DLC highliights.
The latest WiiWare includes Flowerworks, Magnetis, My Dolphin, and Stop Stress, A Day of Fury. On Virtual Console, there's Shinobi and Street Fighter Alpha 2.
DSiWare includes Army Defender, Ball Fighter, My Notebook, Red, Pop Island, and Rayman.
New DS demos this week are Imagine Teacher Class Trip, yes, really, and Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Winter Games Alpine Skiing, which replaces the bobsleigh one we've had forever. Download these and other DS demos via the Wii's Nintendo channel.
The PlayStation 3 store has the Dante's Inferno demo, Pixel Junk Shooter, Revenge of the Wounded Dragons, Frogger Returns, a free infamous Gigawatts Blades Power, and the Need for Speed Shift free team racing add-on that Xbox 360 got last week.
For both PS3 and Xbox 360, there's the Midnight Show add-on for the Saboteur. This basically unlocks burlesque show hideouts, full female nudity, and a mini-game for $3 if you don't get a free code packed in with the game. Apparently the game asks you when you first started if you want to get the nudity, which seems to be a neat end run around the ESRB, which always seems more worried about nakedness and nookie than all the violent killing that goes on in these games.
On Xbox 360, there's Kicks Plus Plus, some add-on packs for A Kingdom of Keflings, a free NBA Live 10 holiday shoe pack, some new cars for Forza Motorsport 3, the Audi S4 is free, but if you want 2010 Ferraris, Lamborghini, Jaguar, Porsche, and more, it'll cost you $5. And there are demos for Fairy Tale Fights, which PS3 had last week, and Guitar Hero Van Halen.
More complete listings of the past week's DLC can be found at busygamernews.com.
On Twitter, we encourage you to follow Game Watcher and Girl Got Game. That's G-R-R-L dot game. We often tweet news that isn't big enough to deserve an entry on the site or has a very limited shelf life. We've also started a BGN community Twitter list. If you're not on it and want to be, send Game Watcher an at reply.
We also encourage you to join the Busy Gamers Facebook group and our Busy Gamer News Facebook fan page.
Some of the music in this podcast came from Mevio's Music Alley. Check it out at music.mevio.com. You can find details and links for these and other songs at busygamernews.com. Whack podcast.
I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. I feel fantastic, and I never felt as good as how I do right now. Except for maybe when I think of how I felt that day, when I felt the way that I do right now. Right now. Right now.
Hey, do you smell something burning?
Oh, crap. I started a 5-minute burger 10 minutes ago. I gotta get to my cafe.